Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Is that a distant drone you're hearing in the sky?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning, I'm David Brancaccio. After 5 years of arguing, a pile of stopgap funding measures, and complaints from labor unions, Congress has come up with a roadmap governing air travel in America. The FAA gets its funding, GPS navigation will play a much bigger role in our skies, and the legislation requires that within 5 years, robots will be permitted to share more of American skies. Marketplace's David Gura is live in Washington. Good morning, David.
Morning, David.
So why did this take so long to get what is ultimately a funding bill for the Federal Aviation Administration?
Well, some of this, I must admit, is just typical Washington, but a huge stumbling block here had to do with a labor issue, as you mentioned, essentially how many votes employees need to unionize. Under this legislation, employees would need more signatures than they did in the past. I just talked to somebody who opposes this bill, Candace Johnson. She's with the Communications Workers of America.
This reauthorization bill has made that incredibly difficult, much harder than it has to be, and all because of ideology, not because there should have been anything in the bill that dealt with this issue at all.
David, organized labor said that above all else, this piece of legislation just wasn't the right place to deal with issues like this one.
Tell you what also caught my eye, drones. The measure says that a few years from now, there might be pilotless robot planes circling around.
That's right, and there's a lot of interest in this, as you might imagine. Scientists want to use drones for research, police departments. They want to get their hands on some of the surveillance technology that the military has been using. This legislation says that a plan has to be in place within these next few years that would allow more drones in U.S. airspace. And now, of course, the government's got a lot to sort out. There are concerns about privacy, David, but also about safety.
Sure, what's the worst that could happen? Marketplace's David Gura in Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.
Western Union is a 19th century brand that's still kicking. Telegrams, no longer big business, of course, but sending money back to foreign relatives is. Marketplace's Scott Tong has more on a day that Western Union is set to reveal its latest profits.
The world economy is limping, but remittances from migrant workers to their families back home are charging ahead. They grew 8% last year to $351 billion, according to the World Bank. That's an all-time high, following a soft patch in 2009. To put it all in context, remittances tripled the amount sent from governments to other governments via foreign aid. Why the resilience? The World Bank's Dilip Ratha says when times get tough, migrants find a way to suck it up.
They consume a bit less, or they share accommodation with others, and then they send the saving back home. Because every dollar that you send from here can mean so much more in a place like Bangladesh or in Mexico.
Another reason? The dollar is still strong in places like Mexico and India. And if a dollar goes a long way, migrants here send lots of them home. The U.S. is the world's largest source of remittances. Outflows from the United States last year grew by 8%. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And now let's do the numbers. Greece's budget, bailout, and bondholders still not sorted out, which makes people nervous. In Europe, the FTSE 100 stock index down 0.5%. The German DAX index down 0.75%. In Japan, the Nikkei closed down about 0.1%. Disney's profit report comes out today. There's word its ABC TV division is talking to Univision about an English-language cable news channel, especially for the burgeoning market for Hispanic viewers.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Innocentive, helping organizations generate creative ideas and solve key problems through open innovation and crowdsourcing solutions. Innovation consultants available at 855-CROWD-NOW. By Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. And by The Economist, presenting its third annual Ideas Economy Innovation event on March 28th in Berkeley, California. More information at innovation.economist.com.
Call it reverse distillation. Ohio is about to turn liquor into jobs. For now, profit from selling liquor will convert into lots of operating revenue for something called Jobs Ohio, a privately run job creation agency. Alcohol sales have risen even as the state's economy has slumped. And it's not just imported spirits. Ohio has a homegrown booze industry, as Brian Bull from WCPN in Cleveland reports.
Last year was one of the rainiest ever in Northeast Ohio. Not the best weather if you raise grapes. But Nick Ferrante of Ferrante Winery in Geneva, Ohio, is toasting 2011 anyway because of strong sales.
We just loaded like 15 cases of wine into a gentleman's car. So I think we're going to finish strong, maybe 5 or 6%.
Over last year?
Yes, I think so.
The Ohio Department of Commerce says there are now 164 licensed winemakers, about a third more than there was 5 years ago. The number of licensed beer makers has nearly doubled from 2007. Commerce head David Goodman says alcohol sales in Ohio are at record highs.
So far this year, we're at approximately $770 million in revenue, which is historic.
That growth jibes with national alcohol sales. Craft breweries in particular have seen beer sales improve over the last 2 years. Good news for companies like the Great Lakes Brewing Company based in Cleveland. Its kegging line rolls barrel after barrel almost nonstop. Co-owner Patrick Conway says Great Lakes saw record sales last year, up 30% over 2010. And he added 20 new positions.
And we are penciling in another healthy double-digit growth for next year, I think around 20, 25%.
Seems like most alcohol makers share these high hopes, including entrepreneurs like Tom Licks, who will introduce his Cleveland whiskey brand next summer. While many startups are dealing with post-recession jitters, Licks is confident.
5 years from now, we'll be a $50 million company, employ 35 or 40 people, and I think that'll be a great success for us.
In an economy where it seems every major industry has dried up, alcohol flows on. In Cleveland, I'm Brian Bull for Marketplace.
And finally, in a similar spirit, the mega brewing company Miller Coors has just bought an outfit called Crispin Cider of Minnesota, hard cider. Crispin sales doubled last year. Plus, Anheuser-Busch, another brewery without micro in the title, is coming out with something called Michelob Ultra Light Cider. The publication Advertising Age sees a trend here. Is this what the doctor had in mind when she prescribed an apple a day? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. On APM, American Public Media.
You want to cut medical costs? First, you got to find the right kind of people.
In the sociology literature, these people are referred to as natural helpers. They're the type of people that will be at a neighbor's bedside, whether they're being paid to or not.
Step number two, keep people out of hospitals. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That story and the day's business news. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.